Today on the Pastor's Study, our Bible lesson is entitled, What a Blessing! What a Blessing! If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 12. Acts chapter 12 with me. And we want to see what it says there in verse number 5. Acts 12, 5, the Word of God says this. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Let me start out by saying this. Prayer, my dear listener, prayer is a blessing. You see, too often, we totally disregard who we are speaking to. We also throw in Jesus' name, in front of amen, as a good Christian-sounding sign-off. This lesson is a reminder to all of you listening today of what a blessing and a privilege it is to be able to access the very throne of Almighty God at our convenience. First of all, I want us to see that we pray to God. We pray to God. We see there in Acts chapter 12, verse 5, in the case of the Apostle Peter, that the church, that prayer was made unto God. You see, we as born-again children of God go directly to the top. Lord God Almighty, creator of all, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere at one time. We don't pray to Mary or even Jesus, but to God. Amen. God, the Lord God Almighty. Now, I want us to turn to the book of Ephesians together. In Ephesians chapter 3. And in Ephesians chapter 3, notice what the words of God have to say here. In verses 11 and 12, Ephesians 3, 11 and 12. We read this, and the Word of God says this. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Just think of it for a minute. We have access with boldness and confidence. Wow. We can go, amen, directly to Almighty God. Amen. Right to the top. There's no middle person. Amen. We can go at any time. That phone line is always open. You know, supposedly, I remember growing up, they said, and they may still have, is that red phone in the president's office of the United States connect them right with Russia. Amen. And all the president had to do was pick up and be connected to Russia. Well, we have access. When we pick up the prayer line, it goes directly to Almighty God. You pick it up, he's there. He's ready to listen. Amen. And we have that access, amen, because of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen. He broke down that middle wall. When that curtain was ripped in the temple at his crucifixion, and there was a way made to go into the Holy of Holies. Amen. We go into the Holy of Holies. We access with boldness and confidence. We don't have to be shy. We can be assured. We can have confidence that if we go, amen, that Almighty God is going to hear us. Amen. Now, in conjunction with that, look at in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. We read this in the Word of God. Let us, referring to the brethren, to the Christian, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Interesting here. It's a throne of grace. Amen. God's riches at Christ's expense. We get something that we don't deserve. That's salvation. But also having access to Almighty God in prayer. Can you imagine that? We go to the throne of grace. Amen. He's giving us, God's giving us something that we don't deserve. Access to Him. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. You can obtain mercy by going to God's throne of grace, by going to Him in prayer. Mercy. Amen. Mercy is not getting something we deserve. We deserve to go in hell, right? That's where every person that born with the Adamic nature, that's all of mankind, amen, because of God's mercy, amen, we're not going there, but we deserve to go there. But He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, the ultimate and perfect sacrifice for the sins of mankind. So we can obtain mercy there at the throne room of grace. Amen. And find grace to help in a time of need. Okay? The problem with a lot of Christians today is they look for outside sources of help. For grace, for mercy. Amen. That's why their lives are messed up. Amen. But if you would just go to the throne room of grace, you have with boldness, amen. In that word, we can come boldly. That word boldly means without timidity or fear, with confidence, that He's going to hear us. Now, He may not answer us the way we would like Him to answer, but He's gonna listen to us. And if we listen, He's gonna show us what we need to do. Amen. So whatever situation you find yourself in, amen, pray to God. Go boldly to that throne room of grace. Amen. As it says, you want to obtain mercy, go to the throne room of grace. You want to find grace to help in a time of need, whatever you may be going through, what your need is, that's where you should go. No, not to some outward source. So being able to pray to God, think about it. What a blessing it is. I think oftentimes we take it for granted. It's just, you know, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. And we go through the motions. But it's an absolute privilege and blessing to be able to go to that throne room of grace at any time. To obtain the mercy, amen, as it says, and to find grace in a time of need. We need to pray to God and to realize and give Him thanks for the blessing it is to be able to pray to God, to pray to the Almighty God, the Creator of all knowing, all powerful, and everywhere at one time. Amen. So we pray to God, and then we pray through Jesus Christ. You see, our access for prayer to God the Father comes through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want us to turn to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, in verse number 25, the Word of God says this: Wherefore he is able also, amen, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that cometh unto God by him. There's the access. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So he rose, amen, from the dead, seated at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding for you and I. That's how we have access, through Jesus Christ, amen. And we are allowed that access by praying or asking in his name. Amen. Now let's turn over to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And in John chapter 14, we want to look at verses 13 and 14 of John 14. Amen. John 14, verses 13 and 14, we read this in the Word of God. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. Then in John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So we are allowed access by praying or asking in his name. As a way of illustration, we have friends that have a great private box at the baseball field. And sometimes they give us their tickets. And when they do, we then have access to something that we could never had done on our own. We are allowed this access because of their name and not ours. Amen. So we have access to the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus is the one who brought you to God in the first place. Amen. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 3. In 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse number 18, the Word of God has this to say: But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be both now and forever. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, that was actually 2 Peter chapter 3, 18, but 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, we read this: For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. See that? Bring us to God. That's why he suffered for our sins. He was just, we were unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. So we see then, Jesus is the one who brought you to God in the first place. And as a result, that's why each Christian has access to that throne of grace. He was, Jesus Christ, he was and he's still our mediator. Amen. Look with me, if you would, in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 in verse number 5. For there is one mediator. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. He intercedes for us, especially in salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. But he has not stopped. Amen. He intercedes for you and I right now. What a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to be able to pray to God, and it's a blessing that we have access to Almighty God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And then, not only that, but another blessing is we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is a huge part of your prayers and my prayers. Look with me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 6. In Ephesians chapter 6 with me, in verse number 18. And of course, this is a chapter that tells each believer to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, we read this, praying always with all prayer and supplication. How? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. We're to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you're praying in your flesh, it's just going to hit heaven and bounce right back. Amen. Like heaven was brass. It's not going to go anywhere. We are to pray in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you can't pray in the Holy Spirit unless you're walking in the Spirit, unless the Holy Spirit has control over your life and not the sinful flesh. Not only that, the Holy Spirit is a huge part of your prayers, but he also intercedes for you and I. And he helps to get our prayers in God's will. Amen. You know, we may be praying to God, and it may not be in God's will. But the Holy Spirit there is to get our prayer as it goes up on the right track to God in God's will. It's amazing, is it not? Look with me, if you would, in Romans chapter 8. Go back to Romans chapter 8, if you would. In Romans 8, notice what it says here in verses 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What a blessing that is. You know, we may be lifting up some self-centered prayer, not in God's will, but that Holy Spirit, as we pray, if we're praying in the power of the Holy Spirit, he intercedes for you and I. And he helps us to get our prayers in God's will. So, if you're walking in the Spirit, you'll pray in the Spirit, I believe. I know that for a fact, and that also our prayers will be in God's will, because the Holy Spirit, if you're praying in the Spirit, he's going to intercede for you and I and make sure those prayers are in the will of God. Amen. Now notice something else. You and I are promised as believers that we will be endued with power. With power. We need power in prayer, do we not? We need power in prayer. Look with me, if you would, in the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke now, in verses 24. Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49. Luke 24, 49. We read this. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So you and I as believers are promised to be endued with power. Holy Spirit power. The power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then we see in Acts chapter 1. Amen. In Acts chapter 1 in verse 8. Acts 1:8. Jesus is... says, amen, to the disciples. He says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, that ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. They there were waiting to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because Jesus told them they weren't going to be able to accomplish anything for him unless they had the power of the Holy Spirit. And we saw that come down on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Amen. The Holy Spirit came down and indwelled them permanently. And that Holy Spirit comes the moment, the instant you get saved, comes and indwells you as a believer. So what you don't realize sometimes is you have inside of you a mighty power that's given to you by God through the Holy Spirit of God. You see, what's interesting, as we go through this lesson, the whole Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are involved in prayer. Amen? We go to God in prayer through the Son, and the Holy Spirit gives us power. Think of it. So the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are involved in the ministry of prayer. So use that power that God has given you. You may feel powerless, but God has given you, he promised to endue you with power. Amen. In the moment, the instant you got saved, you received the power. Amen. But maybe you're walking in the flesh and not the spirit. You got to ask yourself, are you living in total obedience to the Lord? Are you living a life that's pleasing to him? If you're not, you're walking in the flesh, then you're keeping that power, the Holy Spirit power inside you, down. Down. You want it to come out. Amen. You want it to come out, that power of the Holy Spirit in your prayer. Praying in the Spirit. Amen. It's so very important, my dear listeners. Looking in John chapter 14, Jesus knew he was going away. He was being resurrected to be with the Father back in glory there. He's seated at the right hand. But he didn't leave them empty-handed. He didn't leave us empty-handed. He gave us that Holy Spirit power. Amen. He gave us another comforter, the Holy Ghost. John chapter 14, beginning in verses 13 through 17. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he goes on, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. See? Doing what God wants you to do, keeping his commandments, living a life in obedience. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So you're sealed with that Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, till the Lord takes you home. Even the Spirit of truth. Amen for that. The Holy Spirit is a spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen. The Spirit does not lie. Amen. Give you anything false. Amen. The Spirit, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. See that? Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. We have power that the rest of the unbelievers don't have, that Holy Spirit power. They don't know him. They don't see him. Oh, we can't physically see the Holy Spirit, but we can surely see. He's like the wind. We see the effects of the wind as it blows the branches and the leaves around. And we can see the effect of that Holy Spirit power in our lives. Amen. Jesus gives you access. And then the Holy Spirit gives power to your prayers. Amen. So we see in our lesson today, the blessing that we have in prayer, the blessing, first of all, that we can go to God the Father, the Almighty God, the creator of all things, the all-seeing, the all-knowing. He's everywhere at every time, all the time. And we're able to do that. Why? Because we can go to the Father, to that throne room of grace, amen, to obtain mercy, to find grace in a time of trouble, because we have access through the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, who paid the ultimate price to pay for the sins of the world, who shed his precious sinless blood. So not only that we're saved, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but now, amen, we're reconciled back to God. Communication has been opened up. We have a line to Almighty God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, anytime we want to. We have access to the Father through the Son. So the next time you pray in Jesus' name, don't go through the routine. You need to remember that praying in his name gives you access to God the Father. And without that access, your prayers would hit heaven like brass and bounce right down, my dear listeners. And then the blessing. Not only does Jesus give us access, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to our prayers. What a blessing. So, next time you bow your head to pray, think about how blessed you are to be able to pray to God himself. You also have access to him through your Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have the help you need from the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow! What a blessing. Amen. Well, we're just about out of time on the Pastor Study. Thank you for joining me, Brother Gino, for the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.